Welcome, everybody, to Unscripted Unlimited. This is our second show. I am your humble, gracious, and sexy host, Dan Hummer. And I'm here with my brother, Doug.
How's everybody doing tonight? Well, I know how you're doing because I live with you.
Yeah. Sucks. Before we get into too much, we do got a little bit to talk about today. We got our comic spotlight. We'll be doing Batman Night of Owls. We got our toys spotlight. We're going to be talking about Captain Planet toys, previewing it for the upcoming toy convention on September 18th. We also got our character spotlight. We'll be talking about Peacemaker from the Suicide Squad. And we're also going to be recapping Big Brother. But before we get into all that, let's go to Doug with the plugs.
All right. Make sure you listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Use them around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time. Right after wrestling is over. Also, listen to us Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. For the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, this upcoming Friday night, we're going to be talking SummerSlam 2000. Okay. I tried. All right. And, of course, you know, we got other stuff coming up on the podcast as well. Listen to us Saturday nights. Times usually vary. Depends on how long of a nap we need to take. For the Unscripted Unlimited show, where we talk all sorts of nerd stuff, comics, toys, Big Brother.
Ass-kicking.
Yeah.
UFC.
Absolutely. NFL when Eric's on. And then, of course, Sunday, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern time, we'll be Scaredy Cats with Daniel and Mindy. It's the top 10 survivors, right?
Yes. Top 10 survivors of the horror movies. So expect your Sidney Prescott, your Jamie Lee Curtis's, your Tommy Jarvis's. If you survived one horror, even if you died in the fucking sequel, as long as you survive one horror movie, you're eligible for the list.
I can't wait to listen to that because there's so many horror movies that, like, you know, you think there's going to be a final person, but then it looks like they're going to die at the end of it, so you don't know whether or not they survived.
Yeah.
But then, you know, whoever made the horror movie can't afford to do a sequel. Fucking cock teasers. So I can't wait for that. Also, September 18th in Merchantville, New Jersey. We will be there for the Merchantville Toy Fair, selling some toys, selling some comics, selling some board games. We're going to be talking about one of those toys in just a little bit, or one of those toy lines. I'm still, of course, in the process of getting some toys. So if you have any toys or any action figures that you are willing to part with, get a hold of either myself or Eric or even Daniel. You can find us on the social media, facebook.com/group/oldschoolwrestling. You know, shoot us a message there.
Yeah. We are probably going to relax on inventory till after the thing, but...
Yeah. I mean, we're almost done because we basically had the table filled up, but, like, still looking at a couple of things.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, also, like I said, facebook.com/group/oldschoolwrestling. That's where we post a lot of stuff about the podcast. facebook.com/group/scaredycats. That's where you can find out about the Scaredy Cats podcast.
Sure. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is fighting John Cena at SummerSlam, right?
Yeah.
Who's Edge fighting? Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
All right. Unscripted Unlimited, baby. Let's start with Peacemaker.
Okay.
While we're on the topic of John Cena, let's talk a little bit about his character that he's portraying for the DC Universe. Peacemaker... It was originally owned by Charlton Comics back in the day, a classic comic publication. Charlton Comics, they're also known for characters like the Blue Beetle or Captain Atom. the question. They got bought by DC back in the 80s. So they bought Christopher Smith over to DC. And they changed the character. Because he used to be the Peacemaker. He actually started as a pacifist. But DC's version, they had him as a guy that thinks he's doing the right thing but really isn't.
Right.
And he's one of those characters. He's basically like a douchey Captain America. That's how John Cena described him. That's how he is. He can be a jerk. He can be a dick. He's one of those guys that he thinks he's doing the right thing, even though he's not.
Right.
And I think that's what makes the character so intriguing. If you want to get acquainted with the character, watch the Suicide Squad movie. I saw it a couple weeks ago. It was a brilliant piece of film. James Gunn did a great job, and Cena did a great job portraying him. And John Cena will also keep portraying him in his new TV series, The Peacemaker, on HBO Max, coming in 2022. So, Peacemaker is an underrated character, man, and it's cool that these underrated, you know, low-level characters are getting to see the light of day.
We gotta try to find some Peacemaker content or something like that for the for the toy fair that we could sell, because obviously we're going to be selling comics.
Yeah, there's not very many of them because he's a villain, so he's usually in somebody else's.
Right.
Or he's the Suicide Squad and shit, but he is a great character. He also dies. At one point, there's this villain, Eclipso. Let me show you Eclipso's picture. That's Eclipso.
Jesus.
He actually drove a tank into Eclipso and killed himself. So, in the Day of Judgment series. So, he's a badass character. I like him. I really like John Cena's portrayal of him. I thought he did the character justice, because when he turns on the team, and spoiler alert, he kills Colonel Rick Flag, he kind of has these sad eyes, like he doesn't want to do it. So I like the constant, you know, the conflict, internal conflict within the character. I think it's really cool.
Well, he does it because the bitch that was controlling them, like, she had, like, stuff implanted in her brains or something like that, right?
Yeah, Amanda Waller. But Peacemaker, he thinks, and that's the beauty of his character, whatever he's doing, he thinks is in the name of peace. It's in the name of the people he's doing. Like, his whole tagline in the thing is, peace means everything to me. I'll kill as many men, women, and children as I can to find it. Right. So he thinks he's doing the right thing, but he really isn't, and he's really a scumbag. And I think that's what's great about the character. And for anybody that wanted to see a John Cena heel turn, watch this movie, because John Cena plays a perfect bad guy in this movie. So there you go. That's Peacemaker. Check him out. Check some of his Suicide Squad shit in the comics. And also check the movie out if you want to get well acquainted with the character, because that's about all the media you'll get on him. But he's badass. And I'm excited to see his TV series.
And that should be good. I'm looking forward to watching it, too. John Cena's a really good actor.
He is. And he plays his character good. I'm glad he's in the DC universe, and I'm glad he's got his own character, and he's doing his own shit. I can't wait for his TV show.
Right. It's gonna be fun to watch, I think.
And I like especially him and, like, a big-time actor, Idris Elba. His chemistry with him in the movie is very good. So,
Idris Elba, you know, for the first couple of years, I kept hearing the name Idris Elba, but I never saw a picture, so I actually thought that was a woman.
Really?
Yeah.
The most handsome British guy of all time.
He's really good, though, at playing a villain.
He is.
Like, I know he's kind of like a hero here.
Yeah.
Hero-ish. But I like him better as a villain.
Well, he is a villain, too, though. Bloodsport is a villain.
Right.
And we'll get into Bloodsport at some point, too. And Robert Du Bois. But I really like Peacemaker. All right. Toy Spotlight, bud.
Okay. So this is going to be one of the toy lines that we're going to take with us to the Merchantville Toy Fair. Captain Planet was a show that started back in 1990. Captain Planet, basically, he's a superhero for the environment.
Yes.
Okay. And he's got his Planeteers. They all have their, special like rings or whatever. Earth, water, wind, fire, I think. There's just like five of them. And so the Captain Planet and the Planeteers toy line, these are, I never had any of these figures when I was a kid, even though I was a Captain Planet fan. But I got five of these figures now. Maybe going to try to get more. It depends on how much they are.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they do cost, and we are running out of room on our table and in my room where I'm storing everything for right now. But so here's the figures I have, right? I have this guy, Commander Clash, who, you know, is a captain. I kind of remember him being like a Captain Planet, like sidekick.
Yeah.
I have Planeteer Wheeler, which I just got actually yesterday. The battle, or the, I have a Captain Planet bonus pack, which is Kawame and Mati. I also have one of the villains, Sly Sludge, who my brother happens to think looks an awful lot like would actually be me as a cartoon supervillain, because he's a dick. And I also have the Mati single pack. So those are the five figures I have. And so they will be on sale at the Toy Fair. And then, of course, you know, we'll be selling them. Whatever we don't sell at the Toy Fair, we're going to sell separately to another online auction company. But these toys, again, I don't remember actually having any of them when I was little. But I do remember how popular Captain Planet was. For it ran for 6 years. I don't know where the hell you can find it now. But so these toys are kind of cool. I mean, they're your basic, like, they come with a bunch, you know, they come with stuff. Sly Sludge comes with instant toxic sludge, and you actually get like six powder packs included. So, I mean, if you open up these toys, you're gonna, you know, diminish the value, but that is your choice. Maddie comes with a rescue pack. Maddie and Kwame come with their rings. Let's see. Wheeler comes with his ring. And Clash comes with his radar and satellite contact. And Commander Clash says here, he keeps the Planeteers informed of stuff that's going on. So he basically gives them, like, their assignments. And then, you know, when they call on Captain Planet to, you know, help out and save the planet and all that. But Commander Clash is their informant, I guess. So we got those. Looking to try to find, like, a figure of actual Captain Planet.
Yeah.
The problem is a lot of people that are willing to sell them to me want to sell them to me for $100.
And will you give them a big fuck you?
Oh, yeah. Big flip of the finger. But yeah, so we're going to be doing more previews of the toy lines over the, you know, next few weeks leading up to the convention, so you know exactly what we're bringing. These are going to, and I know, like, there's a lot of people that may not, you know, really remember Captain Planet, so I know there's a niche market out there.
Yeah.
But these figures look cool. They got stuff with them. I mean, there is, like, there is value to them.
Oh, yeah, a lot of value.
And, like, if people are just going to buy this stuff, because we're going to be dealing with a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people buy this stuff for the kids and, you know, want to just take them out of the package, then, you know, that's fine, too. I mean, hell, if you and I, if I wasn't 35 and you weren't, you know, 23, we'd be playing with the stuff out of the packaging.
Very true.
I remember when I first started collecting wrestling figures and I was trying to keep them in the package, somebody was only 8 years old and they needed them out of the package.
Blame mom and dad for getting busy.
And to kind of, you know, keep going with this, I'm kind of choosing. I had a comic spotlight, but I'm actually going to talk about some comics that we're going to be selling.
Okay.
I'm a trendsetter, which is very cool. Well, I had this idea last week.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. So we got some John Constantine Hellblazer. I have issue number 10 here, DC's Black Label series. This is one of the newer ones we're going to be doing. And John Constantine is a very dark story, the Hellblazer. He's very supernatural if you're into that type of comic and you want less of a superhero, more of a thriller story. You can go for that. We also have the man known as Savage Dragon, an Image Comics mainstay. This is during Image Comics' big boom in the 1990s. We have issue number 36 here. You know, I'm showing it to Doug. It's not video, but we got some beautiful artwork.
Right.
And
there actually are Savage Dragon figures out there, too.
Yeah, he was a hell of a... Besides Spawn, he was a big Image character, Image Comics character in the 90s. Him and Spawn were probably two of the bigger ones. And we also got The Sensational Spider-Man, which is it's written by Mr. Fraction. I don't know his first name. I'm going to fuck myself. But the artwork in here is very beautiful. It's very dark for a Spider-Man comic. So if you want a little more darker, a little more of a Batman version of Spider-Man, I would check that out. It's a one-shot, so the whole story's in the comic. You don't need to read other shit to get the story. So we got some good stuff coming up at this convention here.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun because here's the thing. Like, you and I have a lot of knowledge when it comes to stuff, right?
Yeah.
Especially stuff we know about. So when it comes to, like, the action figures and the comics and, you know, Eric, he's going to be very knowledgeable in the pops. I'm going to, you know, be very knowledgeable in the and Mindy, you know, when we finally get horror movie action figures, she's going to be very knowledgeable in that. And so, like, we're each going to have our own things that, you know, we're going to be experts in and, you know, kind of give, like, little history lessons and stuff. I can't believe it. but that's, like, the beauty of this thing is that, like, we're each bringing our own, like, expertise.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait for it. All right. We don't have too much. You want to get into Big Brother and then wrap it up?
Yeah, you want to, get into Big Brother and then, you know, we'll bon voyage.
Okay. So this week, Kylan won HOH.
Yeah.
Brittany went home. The nominations were Claire at first, Claire and Derek F.
Right, and Claire was the original target because she had said that if she were Kylan, she would target either a Joker or Xavier. Kylan is working with all of them. Well, sans Brittany in the cookout. So he took that as, okay, you would take a shot at my alliance. I got to get you out of here. Tiffany did not like hearing that Claire was a target. And so Tiffany basically lied to Kylan and said that she basically said, you know, Claire didn't mean what she said. I know what she meant. You know, Kylan switched his target. It switched to Brittany. Tiffany is a freaking liar. Tiffany wanted Brittany out of the house. She wanted, she wanted somebody else to do it. And so, you know, Kylan did it. And, you know, that's unfortunately, that's the way it goes. I mean, I felt bad for Brittany. I really didn't want Big D to go home or go to jury. So, like, yes, I felt bad for Brittany, but Tiffany, I don't like Tiffany. You know, and the fact that she kept saying, because nobody really saw the use in getting rid of her. They wanted to get rid of Big D. But Tiffany, being the bitch that she is, said, no, I want Brittany to go home. And it's just like, Ho got to go.
Yeah.
Like, she has to. I don't think she's going to. Mainly because Sarah Beth is the HOH this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kylan is going to be in her ear.
Yeah. Kylan's one of her cronies.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's going to be a sad week. I don't know who's gone up yet. Like, the videos keep popping up on my YouTube feed, but I still can't tell.
Okay, good.
I mean, I have a couple of suspicions, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't think Tiffany is going to be one of those nominations unless they do the chopping block roulette like they said they're going to do. And Derek X plays in that.
Yeah. He saved his points, so he could. And he got 100. Or no, he played. Never mind.
No. Or Derek F played, not Derek X.
Yeah. But he got 100, didn't he?
He got 100. So all he needs is 50, and he can play in this. He would be able to play. Alyssa would be able to play.
Derek F, if he got 100 again.
Correct. He would be able to play. Claire, Kylan, Sarah Beth. Claire, Kylan, Sarah Beth, Tiffany. And Tiffany are not eligible to play. Because even if Tiffany got 100, which is not going to happen, because you have to have people that like you.
Yeah.
I mean, she got 75, which means that, you know, I mean, I don't know where people's heads are at besides up their asses. Got to be the same people that think that Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks are good at wrestling.
Dumbasses.
But, so, like, I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, Dewdrop is a dragon. but, like, so I don't know exactly what's going to, it's going to be interesting. I know, like, the cookout's basically running the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some good members of the cookout.
Yes. It is a very strong faction right now.
Yeah.
A very strong alliance. The cookout, is for especially for a six-person alliance, they're doing a hell of a job at running shit right now.
Well, and they're doing almost the same kind of job that Level 6 did.
Yes.
Back in 20.
Yeah, but Level 6 had to cut people off by now at least. Winston went, like, what, week 3, week 4?
He was the third one gone. Rachel was the fifth one gone. They didn't even make it to jury. But the difference between the cookout and Level 6 is Level 6 has this plan they're going to be the six people left. They want to run the house. They don't want anybody that's not in their alliance
right.
to be there. So they have the numbers, which is why somebody smart needs to win HOH, somebody that's not, good grief, somebody that's not, you know, that cannot be easily influenced by a member of the cookout to win HOH.
Yeah.
And here's the funny thing about when Derek X, first of all, Hannah's going to break Derek X's heart. Because obviously she's going to choose the cookout over him.
Yeah.
She's going to stab him in the back.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's going to suck. I mean, we all see it coming because even she was just like, you know, when he was, because Derek X was one of the main people campaigning, saying Brittany needs to stay, not Big D. And Hannah's just like, I got to change his mind. I mean, because Tiffany wasn't having any of it. Tiffany had, you know, her basically, her mind made up. Brittany goes home, and, you know, nobody else that, like, no. I mean, Oz is going to be the first member of the cookout voted out because Oz has a heart.
Yeah.
Either
Oz or Derek.
Yeah, but Big D had no choice. Big D had to campaign against Brittany. Either that or his big ass was going to be thrown out of there. But I don't think he really campaigned, though. I think Brittany did. But, like, Aza was just... But Aza's mad at the wrong... Like, Aza's mad at Kylan.
Yeah.
So, like, if Aza were to get power, then...
She'd take the shot.
Yeah.
But I could see Aza going on the block this week. I really could. This is still anybody's game. Anything can happen, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is that, I don't know. I have speculations. I would not be surprised if Derek X was on the block.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that happened or not, because I did not look it up. I want to look it up, but I'm not going to. I would not be surprised. Like, you know, Aunt Sharon said the other day, like, it's probably Derek X and Alyssa's probably going to go up. That would not surprise me. I think the smart move is, the smart move would be Xavier and Kylan.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
All right. You want to call it a half hour, a little quick pod? We'll be back next week.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff in a half hour, so.
Yeah. A lot can happen in a half hour.
Yeah. I mean, like, what do you, I mean, honestly, though, like, what do you think? Do you think that those are going to be the noms, or?
Yes, I do. I think Sarah Beth will probably go Aza and Derek F or something like that, because she doesn't really know about the cookout, so Kylan's going to have to try to steer her in the right direction, and I guess we'll see what happens. But I think if there's anyone that's capable of figuring out the cookout and taking a shot, it could be her.
Sarah Beth?
Yeah. She's a smart girl.
Yeah, but the problem is that first of all, if Kylan steers her, it's going to be in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but someone's going to figure it out. And it could be Sarah Beth.
I very well could be. I mean, she is smart. I mean, she's a forensic scientist, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
So...
But with that being said, we'll see everybody next week. This is a hell of a time, Doug.
Yeah. I had fun. Like I said, we got a lot done in a half hour.
Yes, sir. And we'll see everybody next time for more toys, comics. Bless me, UFC. Bless me, Big Brother, and a whole lot more.
And cartoons.
And cartoons. We'll be doing Ed, Edd n Eddy next week.
Beautiful.
Have a good one, everyone.
All right. Damn.
It was trouble, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic.